We here at the Fuel Performance Network want to give you a little 10-minute teaser about a third of a presentation of a brand new series we started called Motivation and Performance. Sit back and enjoy, and to hear the whole broadcast, log into videos.mygameforge.com. The Fuel and Gameforge team is heading to South Dakota. In our quest to search the world for the best and brightest minds in performance and golf, we will be heading to Sioux Falls. We have a brand new series starting called Motivation and Performance. Take it away, Mike.
Hi, I'm Mike Revelis. Welcome to Gameforge video series called Motivation and Performance. In this video series, my goal is to share with you several motivational variables, factors, principles, connect them to Gameforge ideas and features for the purpose of helping you perform better or helping your players perform better. I've taken a motivational approach with athletes for many years, and the reason I've done so is because I believe motivation is the foundation of the mental game and the foundation of all of our behaviors in all areas of life. I would go as far as saying that motivation is the cause of behavior. And goals in particular act as the central organizer for the brain. We can take a quick example on sensation and perception. Now, what's the purpose of sensation but to bring in information from the body and the world to inform the brain on what is happening at the time? But we can ask a next level question, which is, what does that matter? Why is it that some information comes to the brain, whereas most of it is left out into the world and in our bodies, not to be perceived by the brain? Well, the reason for that is because sensation serves motivation. Perception serves the goals that we have at the present moment. So even sensation and perception, which happens at a non-conscious level most of the time, is designed to help our brains get our goals achieved. And that's what the brain is doing. It's trying to get our motivation fulfilled, our goals achieved. It utilizes its resources on a regular basis to do so. Now, that may seem kind of abstract and hard to believe. And that wouldn't surprise me because most of this happens non-consciously. Most of it happens below our awareness. We often don't know why we're doing what we're doing. But it doesn't take a lot to get some access to that motivation and to the goals that we have at any given time, and to start understanding how those are directing the patterns of our behavior, our shot selections, the decisions on the course, during our lives, whether or not we go to practice, whether we do something else. It's always our motivation directing those decisions. So it's very powerful, and that's why I take this approach. Motivation is a science, but it needs to be tested practically, and that's really what I've been doing for many years, as well as others. So, this first episode on goals and standards and next level thinking. I'm going to focus on goals. I'm going to focus on standards. I'm going to talk about four characteristics of goals. Even though there are more characteristics, we'll focus on those main four and talk about how they relate to standards, and then introduce an idea called the gap. And this idea is generally how we go about achieving the goals that we create. So GAP, the goal achievement process. And it's really a key to understanding not only motivation over time, but motivation in the moment. Not only motivation on the golf course, but motivation on the range or at the practice facility. Then we'll talk about next level and the next level feature in Gameforge and why I believe that GameForge is the best shot tracking system, and of all of those that I have seen, and why I've gravitated it as a customer even before I became a GameForge performance coach. All right. So let's talk about what a goal is. A goal is a future state that you've created in your mind, a future state that you want, an experience you want to have happen, or an outcome that you want to achieve, or something else that you want to have happen. It's a future state. That's the key piece. It's in contrast to where you're at now. Where you're at now is called a current state. So we have a contrast between a current state and a future state. That contrast only happens when you create a goal. A goal is not a wish. A wish is not a goal. A wish is a fantasy. A wish is a desired future state. That's what it has in common with a goal. But how it's different is that a fantasy is never really intended to be translated into an action, where goals are intended to become actions. I would even say goals really create actions. So a wish is something we do on the golf course when you're fearful about missing a 4-foot putt, and you become a little impulsive, you quicken your routine, and you stroke it a little faster than you normally would, just to get it over with. See, what happens with fear is we often wish it to end. And so we quicken the process, and it doesn't work out very well a lot of the time. That's a wish. Now, it also can just be a fantasy that we decide we really love this idea of this future, and we end up just kind of thinking through, savoring the fantasy, and that makes us feel a little better in the moment. And in doing so, that can actually reduce the chances we'll do anything about it and actually move in that direction. So I can't emphasize enough the difference between a wish and a goal. We need goals. Now, it can start with a wish or a desire, but it needs to be turned into a goal eventually in order for action to take place. All right, let's talk about the four characteristics of goals. The first one is called temporal proximity. Now, we already know about proximity to the whole, which is measured by distance. But there's also proximity to the present moment, and that's measured in time. So temporal means time. So we're dealing with how close in time do you want this goal to be achieved? Is it immediately? Or is it somewhere down the line later in the day, next week, few months, or several years in the future? That's proximity. And proximity matters a lot. We tend to be much more influenced by goals that have a really close proximity to the present moment. And there's various reasons for that we won't get into in this particular episode. But it's also important to understand that at any given moment, we do have goals that are activated to be achieved in the next moment. So immediate goals are happening regularly. They have an advantage. Long-term goals are at a bit of a disadvantage. And there are a couple reasons. Number one, something that's going to happen a few years down the road requires a lot of effort in the midst of uncertainty. That means we have to invest and take risks along the way without any guarantees that we're going to get what we want. That in itself is a problem for many people. Number two, a long-term goal doesn't have a specific action attached to it, typically, unless we make that happen, which would be a very good idea to do. So Long-term goals are usually very general. They're very abstract. Like, I want to get better. I want to improve. Or even if you have a more specific long-term goal, like I want to make this tour. Well, making this tour doesn't translate into specific actions unless we figure out what those actions are and we create a plan with those actions in place. That's a problem. The third issue with long-term goals is that they're oftentimes not activated now. They're not even activated every day or every week. And the only goal that can possibly influence us at any time is the one that's activated at that time. So we need to be able to make decisions and create actions that relate to those goals. Well, those goals better be activated in the brain or else they'll have no influence.
To hear the rest of this video, log on to videos.mygameforge.com.